God bless you. God keep you. Pastor Luke needs no introduction. He has been here for the last 30 plus years, helping to represent not only his island nation of Haiti, but to represent the gospel of Jesus Christ as it is being carried out all over the world. He has traveled all over America, raising funds and awareness about the plight of children and families in Haiti. And so, without further ado, it is our pleasure and our esteemed honor to welcome him back to this pulpit to give us the Word of God. He's given us the update, but he's now going to give us the Word of God. Let us receive him by stretching our right hand towards the pulpit and say, Lord, bless us through your servant, Pastor Luke, in Jesus' name. Let's give God a praise offering as he comes.
I give honor to God forever and I'm strong, and to each and every one of you that have come to worship the Lord this morning. May God's blessing be upon you. This morning we find God's word in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. May we read it together. At the moment, I have all I need, and more, I am generously supplied with the gift you sent me with Epaphroditus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God, our Father, forever and ever. Let God's people say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. As we celebrate Black History Month, and each one of us who are here this morning have an history. The Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the Philippians people, also had an history. And the Apostle Paul was the son of a Jewish parent. He was reared in a place called Tarsus. His special training was in tent making and Jewish scriptures. At an early age, he became a child of the law and was brought to Jerusalem. And Paul became the rising hope of the Pharisees. Pharisees of the Pharisees. He had zeal and leadership, and he was well qualified. But he surrendered his life to Christ, and also God called him when he was on the Damascus Road. And the record says a newborn passion was in him and a desire to know nothing but Jesus and him crucified. He was commissioned to evangelize to the Gentile. And it was this Paul who says, in essence, I have stripes above measure. I was stoned. have been shipwrecked, have been in perils of water, have been in perils in my own country, and I have been weary and painful sometimes. I have been hungry and thirsty sometimes. I was put in prison without my coat in winter time. I had to spend lonely nights all alone. I was forsaken by Demas, and Alexander did me much harm. I was afflicted with a thorn in my side. That's the abyss side of my life. But let me tell you the abound side. Paul said, when it stormed on the sea, God sent me an angel. When I was in this Philippian jail, God walked the jail, the doors were open, and my shackle fell off. When I went to God three times with the thorn in my flesh, God satisfied my need with these immortal words, my grace is sufficient for thee. So because of this, I can testify in the first person singular. I know my God shall supply all of my needs. The earthquake came down, knocked many buildings that we have erected down. And I was kind of worried, not knowing what to say. But God whispers to me, I will supply. I was the one who did it before. So I'm still around. So I found out our Lord is an able sovereign God. For Paul said, with all surety, my God shall supply all of our needs. Which is in infers that God is able to show you the ableness of God. Look at what he has done. So Paul said with a central certainty that his sovereign monarch who is able will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. When you take this scripture and break the words down, this is what you will find. My God wish deal with the exclusivity of his being, shall supply with deal with sovereignty of his grace. All you need which deal is the revelation of his love, according to his riches in glory, which is the power of his spirit, and by Christ Jesus, which is the character of God's eternal Son. My God tells us who he is. Shall supply tells us what he will do. According to his riches in glory tells us of his resource. By Christ Jesus tell us how we get it. God is the source of the supply, and Jesus is the channel through which the resource come. My God is the source of the supply. Shall is the certainty of the supply. Supply is the fullness of supply. All your need is the extent of the supply. According to his riches is the measure of the supply. In glory is the storehouse of the supply. By Christ Jesus is the medium of the supply. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Modern man who has arrived and come of age suggests that God is no longer needed as a need filler. But modern man who is a non-expressing great lacks and vivid in his life is now testifying to the contrary. They are saying that man need somebody outside of himself and beyond himself to supply his needs and directed the destiny of his being, and that God, who is both outside of man and beyond man, stand with limitless provision and say not only he is able to supply your need, but he is ready to supply your needs. He is ready. Whatsoever you need, if you ask in faith, he will provide your needs. He will give an extension of life like he did for Hezekiah. He will forgive confessed sin like he did for David, and bestow wisdom upon you like he did for Solomon. He will come to help like he did for Daniel. He will come in the midst of a fiery furnace like he did for the Hebrews boy, and send rain to you like he did for Elijah. He will feed you when you and I were without, and he sent manna from heaven, even in a barren wilderness, and save you even on the Damascus road like he did for Paul. He will hear and answer prayer like he does for me. He will do it for you too. Oh yes, hallelujah. 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 When there was no hope, he sent hope. He will meet your need anywhere, under any condition, in Egypt like he did for Israel, in the deep like he did for Jonah, in prison like he did for Paul and Silas, in silence like he did for Hannah, in the middle of the street like he did for Jairus. God is able to supply your needs because he is rich. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, he is rich. He said, the silver is mine. The gold is mine. He is rich. The cattle upon 1,000 hills, he said, are mine. If they are mine, they are yours also. My father is rich in houses and land. He holds the wealth of the world in his hand. He is well able to supply your need because he is omniscient, which tells me he knows what we need even before we ask of him. God knows that you need answer for your agonies. You need deliverance for your distress. You need healing for your hurts. You need joy for your journey. You need mercy for your misery. And even before you can conclude with amen, he knows that you need provision in poverty. Strength, hallelujah, in weakness. He knows that you need forgiveness for sin. He knows that you need peace in confusion. He knows that you need light in darkness. He knows that you need hope in the midst of despair. He knows that you need joy in sorrow. He knows that you need victory in the midst of defeat. Not only, beloved, that God is able to supply your needs. Not only does he know your needs, But he is certain that God will supply your need. Paul said, my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. So that tells me you don't have to worry about recession. He said, call upon him. You may not have a job today, but he will supply. He will supply. He has a job somewhere for you and I. As we work in his vineyard, as we serve him, he knows that we have need. So don't worry. God is able. And David said in Psalms 37, verse 1 and 2, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. In the same psalm, he said, delight yourself also in God. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Paul said in the book of Romans, verse 10 and 13, it is written, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Job said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. We find this word in the book of Proverbs, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 10. In all thy ways, in all thy ways, hallelujah, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, this morning, do not worry. Have no doubt in your mind. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him, hallelujah. For it is certain that my God shall make provision for you and I. Yes. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. He will supply our needs. So keep on trusting him. Hallelujah. Keep on lift up his name. Keep on calling on him. When you find out you don't have no hope, call on him. He will be, hallelujah, by your side. He will hold your hand to let you know that you are not by yourself. He is with you. Cher Seigneur, can be man, aide-moi, reste ferme, moins bouqué, hallelujah, fatigué, Seigneur, ferme, ferme rivière.
Precious Lord,
hallelujah.
Take my hand.
Yes.
We want to invite someone to give their hand to the Lord.
Yes.
Deacons and deaconess clergy.
Yes.
This hallelujah. Preacher has preached not what he's heard, but what he knows.
Hallelujah.
If you've never traveled outside of the United States into a developing country, then I don't think you have the depth of appreciation what it means to survive on the most minimal of provision. And yet this preacher knows that God will supply his need according to God's riches in glory. Haiti still ranks as one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere, one of the, and I don't even want to say that word poorest, one of the most financially challenged, because what they may not have in monetary means, they have in spirit. They are rich in spirit. Amen. So we want to invite someone to trust in the Lord like Pastor Luke has trusted in the Lord. And if you're here today and you don't know what God can do and what God has done in your life, I want you to step forward and say, Lord, I surrender all today, and to thee, all to thee I owe. If you don't have a church home, we want your membership, but we don't want your membership without having a relationship with Jesus. And so if you do know the Lord already, you don't have a church home, we invite you to come and unite with us here at Shiloh. But more importantly, we're concerned about, do you have a relationship with the Lord? Do you know God through his son Jesus? And so we want to offer that to you. Choir's going to sing. The invitation is extended to somebody. Invitation is extended to someone. Step forward and give us your hand, but give God your heart. Give us your hand, but give God your heart. Is there one? 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 Is there one today? Is there one today?
We worship you, our Lord. You are
the Lord is moving in somebody's life. The Lord is moving in somebody's life. Just let the Lord have his way.
We give you glory.
All the glory.
Come, glory.
We worship. We worship.
We worship.
Bless your name, God.
You are worthy.
Is there one? 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 Let's bow our heads together. Father, I thank you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. Thank you for this preacher, this pastor, this prophet, this man of God. He who was not afraid to look power in the eye and say, "What thus saith the Lord?" And he who has the compassion to look a child in the eyes, say, I love you with word and with action. Thank you for Pastor Luke. And thank you for these who stand here, God. If there is someone under the sound of my voice who did not take advantage of this opportunity to give their lives unto thee, I pray that you would spare their lives one more time, that they would have yet another opportunity to grab hold of life in the name of Jesus. So bless, we shall be blessed, keep, and we shall be kept. And we shall be careful to give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God, the redeemed of the Lord, say together, amen, amen, and amen. Let's give God a praise offering in this place. You may be seated. God bless you, deacons, deaconess, clergy. You may return to your seat.